This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Housekeeper Heather Nelson demands a $500 bonus from her 83-year-old employer. When the female employer says she cannot afford it, Nelson flies into a rage, grabbing her wallet from her hand, nearly breaking her wrist. She's 83. Nelson writes a fraudulent check for $1,400 and uses the victim's credit card to pay her rent and make other purchases.
Nancy, cops believe Nelson was in financial trouble based on her purchases. The Brevard County Sheriff's Office PIO, Todd Goodyear, saying, quote, "Maybe she just saw this as the only way possibly out of it, but to take advantage of our elderly seniors is not what you do." In a BCSO statement, officer snarked, "What next? Kick her dog too?" and remarked they have extra gifts for Nelson, including a keepsake booking photo, a slightly used pair of shower slides, and unlimited access to our world-famous one-star dining facility.
Heather Nelson, 29, charged with robbery, aggravated battery on a senior, forgery, and grand theft. A Colorado driver heading for the slopes at Keystone Resort makes a really bad turn. His Audi's GPS system instructs the driver to turn, and the turn takes the car directly onto the school marm ski run. Realizing the mistake, driver tries to get off the slope, but the Audi's quickly wedged in the snow. The Summit County Sheriff's Office declines to charge the driver, but does put fencing around the offending car to protect skiers until a tow truck can remove it. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Three high-ranking MS-13 gang members have pleaded guilty to their roles in nine murders committed with machetes and guns between 2016 and 2017 in Long Island, this according to federal prosecutors. Victims, often suspected rival gang members, were found in shallow graves in parks and wooded areas. 29-year-old Kevin Torres admitted to leading the Long Island-based Sailors Locas Salvatruchas clique. 33-year-old David Sosa Guevara and 26-year-old Victor Lopez Morales pleaded guilty the day before. Sosa Guevara led the Hollywood Locos Salvatruchas, while Lopez Morales was a senior member. Prosecutors say the murders boosted the gang's influence. M13, formed in Los Angeles in the 1980s, is tied to immigrant communities fleeing El Salvador's civil war. The defendants face 40 to 65 years in prison. Another member, Jairo Sands, previously pleaded guilty to seven murders, including two high school girls' deaths that drew national attention to MS-13's violence. A South Carolina man has pleaded guilty to the murder of a New Mexico State police officer during what began as a routine call for help. Here's the latest from Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
It was just before dawn on March 15, 2024, when Officer Justin Hare stopped to assist a motorist on Interstate 40 near Tucumcari. Within moments, authorities say the motorist, Jeremy Smith, shot Hare, moved his body into the patrol car, and fled the scene. Hare, a 35-year-old father of two, was found fatally injured an hour later. The car Smith was driving, a white BMW, was tied to another crime in South Carolina. It had been stolen from paramedic Phoenicia Mikado IV, who was found murdered days earlier. Smith was captured 2 days later in Albuquerque after a tip led officers to him. In recent days, he pleaded guilty in federal court to charges of kidnapping and carjacking, resulting in death. As part of a plea deal, Smith faces life in prison without parole, with sentencing still to come. Dozens of officers and Hare's family were in court for the hearing. State Public Safety Secretary Jason Bowie later called for tougher laws to hold violent offenders accountable, highlighting public safety concerns across New Mexico. Smith still faces murder charges in South Carolina, where the death penalty remains a possibility.
Smith's sentencing date has yet to be set.
Thanks, John. Beverly Meadows, 48, needs extra help with health issues and moves into the Community Cares Nursing Home, Marshall, Texas. Beverly, supposed to wear an ID bracelet that alerts nurses if she leaves the facility, but a nurse finds Beverly's room empty. Obviously, she had taken off the bracelet and left it along with the rest of her belongings. She does not have a car. Police think she's on foot. Beverly's mother lives about 15 miles away and thinks Beverly may have been trying to walk home. She's 5'3", 200 pounds, gray-brown hair, and brown eyes. She has a small mole under her left eye, last seen wearing a navy t-shirt with a Harley-Davidson logo, blue jeans, and black flip-flops. If you have info on Beverly Meadows, an endangered missing person, please call Marshall, Texas PD, 903-935-4575. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.